Uyraysa.
Today's Amud is Sukkah Memvav Membeis. We're holding a Memvav Amud Aleph, 8 lines on the bottom, by the words Tanu Rabbanan. So says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, Hayu Lufanav Mitzvahs Harbe. Let's say a person, he has in front of him many mitzvahs to do all at the same time. So says the Gemara, Aimer, he says a general bracha on all the mitzvahs. He says, Baruch Hashir Kedishanu B'mitzvahsa V'tzivanu Al HaMitzvahs. He says a general bracha and that goes on all of the mitzvahs. However, says the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Rabbi Yehuda's Chaylik, and Rabbi Yehuda says, Mevarech Al Kol Achas V'Achas B'fnei Atzma. That no, each and every mitzvah gets its own personal bracha. Amar Rabbi Zeira V'Yitem Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, Hilchosa K'Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that even if a person is doing multiple mitzvahs at the same time, he makes a separate bracha on each mitzvah. V'am Reb Zeira V'Yitem Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, my time of the Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reason or the makar of Rabbi Yehuda that he says that each mitzvah needs its own individual bracha? Dechsivas, the pasuk says, Baruch Hashem Yoyim Yoyim, that a person's supposed to give a bracha to Hashem every single day. Does a person only make a bracha during the daytime and not at night? So why does it specify yoim? What the pasuk is coming to say, that b'chol yoim v'yoim tein loy me'ein berchaysav, that each and every day you should give a specific bracha to something for that specific day, not to be general, to give each and every day a specific bracha that's related to that day's events. So Hachanami, we learn from there that with many mitzvahs as well, that b'chol davar v'davar tein lay me'ein berchaysav, that on each individual mitzvah, a person should make a specific bracha to that mitzvah, not to generalize and make a general bracha on all the mitzvahs, like the Tanakhama said, of making a vitzivanu ala mitzvahs, rather to make a specific bracha on each and every mitzvah. Now it's interesting, Rashi, over here, by Dibra Maschal Mitzvahs Harbe. So when Rashi gives an example of what does it mean that a person has in front of him many mitzvahs to do. So Rashi says, Lito lulav, leishev vasoka, lehaniach tfilin, lisatef betzitzis. Rashi mentions 4 mitzvahs. The lulav, sukkah, tfilin, and tzitzis. Now, what the Achrayim point out is that if it's mentioning lulav and sukkah, so that has to be talking about either yantif or chol hamoed. So, and Rashi also mentions the fact that you have tefillin in front of you. Now, nobody holds you wear tefillin on yantif. So that means that Rashi must be talking about chol hamoed. So if Rashi is talking about chol hamoed, you see from Rashi that the person is supposed to wear tefillin on chol hamoed, because otherwise there's no possible day when a person will have all of these mitzvahs in front of him. A person will never have, if you hold that you don't wear tefillin on chol hamoed, so you'll never have lulav, sukkah, and tefillin all presented at the same time. The only way a person will have all these mitzvahs presented at the same time is if a person holds that you're supposed to wear tefillin on chol hamoed. So it seems from here that Rashi holds that a person is supposed to wear tefillin on chol hamoed. I saw Rav Liashiv is madche. Rav Liashiv says that no, that it could be that really a person's not, that even Rashi agrees that a person does not wear tefillin on chol hamoed. Rashi over here is divided into 2 parts. When Rashi says mitzvahs harbe, he means lito lulav leishev vasuka, and then kama, or a different example of mitzvahs harbe that a person might have, is laniach tefillin lesatif betzitzis. Not that it's all 4 together, it could be it's 2 groups of 2. Al-Gabanim says the Gemara Viter, now that we mentioned Rabbi Zeira V'Tamer B'Chanina Bar Papa, the Gemara is going to go on a little bit of a tangent and mention a different memra with these same names. V'am Rabbi Zeira V'Tamer B'Chanina Bar Papa. So said Rabbi Zeira, or some say Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa, that Ba'u Re'ei Sh'loi K'midas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Basar V'Dam. You see that the nature, human nature, is not like the nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like the Midah of humans. Midas Basar V'Dam, when it comes to science, so Kli Reikon, when you have an empty vessel, So an empty vessel is machzik. It's able to then put, you could put something inside of it and it could hold it. It's, if it's empty, you could put something inside and it will contain it. However, male, if you have a full cup, so ain't a machzik. You can't then add something into it. Once the cup is full, so there's nothing more that could be added. However, avamidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the opposite. Male machzik. It's if a person is male, he's filled with Torah, he learns a lot of Torah, so then machzik, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him more Torah. However, reikon, if a person doesn't do what he's supposed to, if he's not male with Torah, so then inay machzik, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not give him more Torah. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'hayim shamaya tishma, that if you listen, you'll listen, that im shamaya, if you will listen, meaning if you'll learn Torah, so then tishma, you'll get even more Torah, you'll listen to even more Torah. A kli that's male is machzik. If a person learns, so then he gets even more. He gets extra siyata deshmaya to learn even more. Vim lav, however, if a person doesn't learn, if he's reik, if he's empty, so then lay tishma, so then he's not gonna hear, he's not gonna get more Torah. On that note, says the Gemara Davar Acher, another pshat in this pasuk of Imshamaya Tishma, that Imshamaya biyashan Tishma bechadash. That if a person learns the old things, he does chazara on the things that he's learned already, so then Tishma, he'll be mechadish chidushim in the things that he learned. When he's chazaring, he'll be mechadish chidushim. He'll be Tishma bechadash. However, v'myifne levavcha, if a person, he doesn't do chazara, he takes his mind off of it, so then shuv lay tishma, he's not gonna get these chidushim, he's not gonna learn these new things. The Medrash Tanchuma, the Chavetz Chaim in his Psicha to Teres Abayis, he brings a Medrash Tanchuma in Parashas Kisavoy, I believe, that says, also on this pasuk of Im Shamaya Tishma, a different drasha. The Medrash says that really in Olam Haba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to teach Kol HaTorah Kula to everybody. He's going to teach the whole Torah in all of its depth to everybody. So if so, the Medrash asks, so why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah in this world? Anyways, we're all going to then learn it in Olam Haba. So what was the point in getting the Torah down here in Olam Hazeh? So says the Medrash, Im Shamaya Tishma, that it's only if a person learned Torah in this world, so what he learned here, so now he'll know what's being discussed when he gets to Olam Haba. He'll understand what's happening. It's like a person who maybe goes to a shir without putting in the Seder Achana beforehand. If a person isn't Mechan, if a person doesn't prepare, he goes to the Shir, so sometimes he might hear a thing or two, but he's not really going to understand, he's not going to really appreciate what's going on. It's only if a person was Mechan, so then he'll really understand what's going on. So that's what the Medrash says, that Im Shamaya Tishma, that if you listened, if you learned Torah and Olam Hazeh, so then Tishma and Olam Haba. That's the way the Medrash Tanchuma darshens this pasuk. So as the Gemara Vayter, we mentioned in the Mishnah that Miyat Tinoikos V'chulu. We mentioned that on the last day of Sukkos, on the seventh day of Sukkos, so the adults, they would grab the Esroigim from the children and they would take a bite from it. So now, says the Gemara, when does an Esroig become, in a Sukkah as well, when do they become Mutter? We know that during Sukkah, so a person's not allowed to get Hanah from the Sukkah. We had a Gemara about that in the first parak, that a Sukkah's Aser B'Hanah, so to an Esroig, it's Huktzah L'Mitzvasa, it's designated for the Mitzvah, you're not allowed to get Hanah from it while it's Huktzah L'Mitzvah, for the Mitzvah. So at what point does it become Mutter? So says the Gemara, there's a Machlaikas Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Am Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says that Esrog Bashvi Aser. On the seventh day of Sukkot, even after you were already Mekayim the Mitzvah of Dalin Minim, you're still not allowed to be Nene from the Esrog. On the seventh day of Sukkot, you're not allowed to get Hana from the Esrog. Bishmini, on the eighth day, once it's already the next day, so then Mutter, so then you're allowed to be Nene from the Esrog. Sukkah, however, when it comes to the Sukkah, so then afilu b'shmini asura. Even on Shmini Atzeres, even on the eighth day of Sukkot, you're not allowed to be Nene from the Sukkah. And we'll see later in the Gemara why there's this distinction, why the Esrog is Mutter on the eighth day, and the Sukkah is Asur on the eighth day. But that's the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan, that an Esrog becomes Mutter on the eighth day, while a Sukkah remains Asur. Reish Lakish Amar, Reish Lakish is Chaylik, Reish Lakish says that Esrog afilu b'shvi nami Mutter. that no, the esrog is even mutter on the seventh day itself. Once a person's mekayim the mitzvah, once he's mekayim his mitzvah, so then he could be nene from the esrog, he could take a bite from it. Everything's mutter once he was mekayim his mitzvah. So b'mayka miflegi, what's the machlekes? So regarding sukkah, everybody seems to agree that the sukkah only becomes mutter b'hana on the eighth day. There is a machlekes though with regards to the esrog. Is an esrog mutter on the seventh day? Reish Lakish holds on the seventh day it's mutter. Rabbi Yechanan holds it's aser. So what's the machlekes? Says the Gemara, Mar Savar, Reish Lakish holds that lemitzvasa is katzai, that the esrog is only huktza for the mitzvah. So being that it's only huksa for the mitzvah, once you're mekayim the mitzvah on the seventh day, so there is no more mitzvah to be done with this esrog, memela, you're allowed to be nana already on the seventh day, once you finish the mitzvah. However, Umar Savar, Rabbi Yechanan holds, that lekula yoima is katzai, that it's not just huksa for the mitzvah, it's huksa for the 7 days of Sukkot. Memela, the entire seventh day is also going to be asr. You cannot be nana, you're not allowed to be nana from the esrog until the eighth day of Sukkot. Eis ve Reish Lakish Rabbi Yechanan, ask Reish Lakish Rabbi Yechanan, you're telling me, Rabbi Yechanan, that the esrog is asr on the seventh day because it's huksa for the whole day. But our Mishnah said that miyad tinoika is shaymten esulveihen va'eichan esroigayin. They used to grab the esroigim from the tinoikos and they would take a bite from them. So, my lav hua din legedailim, l'chayra, the pshat of the Mishnah is that really it would be mutter to even take the esrog even from a gadol to take a bite from it. It's mutter b'hana. The reason why the Mishnah mentioned the child is maybe just because that's the usual case. A person's not going to grab something from an adult. But l'chayra, you see from the Mishnah that the esrog is mutter b'hana on the seventh day of Sukkot, not like you, Rabbi Yochanan. So says the Gemara, that loy, Rabbi Yochanan will tell you that no, there's no kasha, because tinaika is dafka. That when the Mishnah said that they would grab it from the tinaikas, it wasn't hua din gedolim. It was only tinaikas. Because when it comes to a child, it's not really huksa for a mitzvah gemura. A child is not really chayiv b'mitzvahs, it's only midin chinuch, and therefore that's why they were able to grab the esrogim from the katanim and take a bite from it. But they would not be allowed to grab an esrog from an adult, not just because practically it may be difficult, you're actually not allowed to, because the esrog is aser b'hana on the seventh day of Sukkot. You're only allowed to take a bite and be nana from it on the eighth day. Ikad Amri, some have a different version of this Shaklavatarya, that it was the reverse, that Esri Rabbi Yochanan l'Reish Lakish. It was Rabbi Yochanan who asked from our Mishnah on Reish Lakish, that you, Reish Lakish, say that it's mutter to be nene from the esrog on the seventh day, but the Mishnah says that miyad hatinayka ishaim tines l'uveihen va'eichon esrogayen. It says that they would grab the dalminim from the children and take a bite from their esrog. So it's mashma from the Mishnah, tinayka is in g'daylim lai, that they were only allowed to take a bite from the esrog of the tinaikas, from the children, because it's not really huksa for a mitzvah, because they're not really chayiv. But gedolim, they would not be allowed to grab a gadol's esrog and take a bite from it, because it's aser b'hana on the seventh day. So it was Rabbi Yechanan asking on Reish Lakish from our Mishnah, that you see it's dafka from tinaikas that they took it, because really an esrog of a gadol is aser b'hana on the seventh day of Sukkot. Not like you, Reish Lakish, say that it's mutter on the seventh day. However, says the Gemara, that no, hu adin dafilu gedolim. Reish Lakish will say back, that no, really it's mutter to even grab an esrog from a gadol and take a bite, because it's mutter b'hana on the seventh day of Sukkot. V'hai dekatani tinaikos, that which the Mishnah mentioned, that they would grab it from the tinaikos, is just orcha demilsa katani. It's just because that's the norm. A person doesn't typically grab something from an adult. He wouldn't grab something from an adult. And that's why the Mishnah doesn't say that they would grab it from the adults. They grabbed it from the children, because that was the normal way it happened. But really, it would be mutter to even grab it from an adult, because an esrog on the seventh day of Sukkot, Reish Lakish will tell you, is really mutter b'hana. Al-Kabanim, it comes out, so there's no raya from our Mishnah, and we just have a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the esrog is mutter b'hana only on the eighth day, but it's aser b'hana on the seventh day. And according to Reish Lakish, it's an esrog is mutter b'hana already on the seventh day. But as we mentioned, the sukkah, Rabbi Yechanan mentioned that even though he holds that the esrog is mutter b'hana on the eighth day, the sukkah remains aser on the eighth day. So we said we were going to discuss what the difference is. So here's the Gemara now. So says the Gemara, Amar le Rav Papa la Abaye. Rav Papa asked the Abaye, Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, I guess Rabbi Yochanan who mentioned Sukkah specifically, Rabbi Yochanan mentioned that the Esrog is Asr Bahana on the seventh day, Mutter on the eighth day, whereas Sukkah is Asr Bahana even on the eighth day. So Maishna Sukkah, Maishna Esrog. Why is it that we have this distinction between the Sukkah and the Esrog, that the Esrog becomes Mutter on the eighth day and the Sukkah remains Asr? So Amar Lei, so Abaye said back to Rav Papa, that there's a simple difference. Sukkah dechazi lebein hashmashos. Sukkah, which is fit for bein hashmashos of the seventh day going into the eighth day, the seventh day at night and the evening going into the eighth day. Even if if a person decides he wants to eat a suda on the seventh day in the afternoon and the evening going into bein hashmashos of the eighth day, so bayimesa begava, he needs to eat that suda inside the sukkah. Because of the suffik, it's a suffik daraisa luchumra, he's gonna have to sit inside the sukkah, umechal begava, and eat inside the sukkah. So therefore it comes out that bein hashmashos of going into the eighth day, the sukkah is still huksa lemitzvasa. And since it's iskatzay lebein hashmashos, it comes out that bein hashmashos the sukkah is muksa. Umigu diskatzay lebein hashmashos, and now the klal in hilchos muksa is that when you have something that's muksa during bein hashmashos, so iskatzay lekule yoyma deshmini, it becomes muksa for that entire day. In this case, the entire eighth day. So again, by sukkah, since if a person wants to eat on the seventh day going into the eighth day during bein hashmashos, if he wants to eat a suda, he's going to have to eat it inside the sukkah because safik daraisa lechumra. He's going to have to eat inside of the sukkah. So therefore, it becomes muksa during that bein hashmashos period. Then, migu, that it's muksa during that bein hashmashos period, it's muksa for the entire eighth day of sukkahs. So that's why the sukkah is asr on the eighth day. However, esrog deloy chazi lebein hashmashos, when it comes to esrog, where there is no, it doesn't become muksa bein hashmashos of that night, of the seventh day at night. And the reason for that, Rashi says, is because a person was already yaitzei the mitzvah in the morning. The Ritva and the Ran say that even if a person wasn't yaitzei the mitzvah in the morning, bein hashmashos, there's no chiv to take the dalad minim, because the dalad minim on the seventh day, on all the subsequent days after the first day of Sukkot, is only midrabanan. So we'll say safik derabban lekula, he's not going to have to take the dalad minim during that bein hashmashos. So since with regards to the esrog during that bein hashmashos, it's not fit for the mitzvah. So lo yiskatzay lebein hashmashos, it doesn't become muksa during that bein hashmashos. Velo yiskatzay lekula yoyma deshmini, in mameila it's not muksa on the eighth day. So the esrog is mutter on the eighth day. During the seventh day, it's muksa the entire seventh day. A person can't be nana from it. But once he goes into the eighth day, so then already he's allowed to be nana from the esrog. So that's why there's this difference between the sukkah and the esrog. So this was all, though, the two shitas of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Both of them held that the esrog is mutter at least on the eighth day. Rabbi Yochanan holds that that's when it becomes mutter. Reish Lakish held it was mutter already from the seventh day. However, says the Gemara now a third shita, V'levi amar esrog afilu b'shmini aser. Then no, the esrog is just like the sukkah. Just like the sukkah was aser on the eighth day because it is muksa for the whole bein hashmashos, so too the esrog is going to be aser on the eighth day because it is muksa the whole bein hashmashos. Because he holds that since it's Asr the whole seventh day, the seventh day is going to include Bein HaShemashos. So we'll say Migu Diskatzai, even though that since it was Asr on the seventh day is Bein HaShemashos, since it was Asr because of the previous day, it's going to be Asr the entire eighth day of Sukkot. So he holds that we do have a Migu Diskatzai to Asr the Esrog the entire eighth day of Sukkot. So that's the third Shita, that's the Shita of Levi. Says the Gemara, Vavua de Shmuel Amar, Avua de Shmuel said that Esrog Bashvi Aser Bashmini Mutter. Avua de Shmuel says like Rabbi Yochanan that an Esrog on the seventh day of Sukkot is Aser and on the eighth day of Sukkot is Mutter, so that's like Rabbi Yochanan. However, says the Gemara that Avua de Shmuel was Chayzer. That come Avua de Shmuel b'shitasei de Levi. Eventually, Avua de Shmuel was Chayzer and he held like Levi that it's Aser on the eighth day. The Esrog is Aser on the eighth day. And come Reb Zeira b'shitasei davu adishmua. However, says the Gemara, Reb Zeira held like the original sheet of Avu Adishmuel, which is the sheet of Reb Yochanan, that an Esrog is mutter on the eighth day of Sukkot. And how do we know that? The Amar Reb Zeira, Reb Zeira said over that Esrog shenifsala, an Esrog that became pasul, is asr la'eichla kol shiva, it's asr to eat it all 7 days of Sukkot. On the eighth day, it's mutter, but all 7 days of Sukkot, it's asr. So that's like the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan. And Rashi speaks out that the reason why Rabbi Zeira spoke about an Esrog shenifsala is to teach us a Chiddush, that even an Esrog that became Pasul, so you might think now it's no longer Huktza, that no, it still is Aser, it's still we still have that original status on the Esrog, that it's Aser all 7 days of Sukkot. But you see from Rabbi Zeira that it's only Aser for 7 days, on the eighth day of Sukkot it's going to be Mutter, so that's like the original Shita of Avu Adishmuel, which is the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, that on the eighth day the Esrog becomes mutter. Says the Gemara Vayter, Amar Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira said, Lo liknei inish hayshana linuka b'yayim atava kama. So this is a new inyan. We'll go back to the previous sugya shortly, but says the Gemara, Reb Zeira said that a person shouldn't be makne, he shouldn't give over his heishano, which is a name for the dalag minim, liyanuka, to a child b'yayimatava kama, on the first day of Sukkot. On the first day of Sukkot, where the dalag minim have to be lachem, it has to be yours, so don't give it over to a child. My time, why not? Because dinuka mikna kane, a child, he's able to make a kinyan on something, he's able to acquire something, aknuye loy makne, but he can't then give it back over to you. He can acquire something for himself, but he can't then give it back to you. Ve'eshtakach, and it's gonna come out, the kanafik belulav she'eno shaloi, that when he gives it back to you, being that lahalacha, we don't view it as being a good kinyan, it's still considered in the rishus of the child, so it's gonna come out that the adult is using a lulav she'eno shaloi that's not his, it belongs to the child. So therefore, a person shouldn't give his dalad minim to a child on the first day of Sukkot, because then when the child gives it back to him, it's going to come out that he's using a lulav that isn't his. V'amar Reb Zeira said, once he mentioned one member of Reb Zeira, so the Gemara mentions another member of Reb Zeira that relates to a child, that Reb Zeira said, Leilema inish linuka, a person shouldn't tell a child, diahivna lachmidi, that you're gonna give him something, don't tell a child, I'm gonna give you something, v'lo yahivle, and then not pull through, not follow through. Don't tell a child you're going to give him something and then not give it to him. And the reason for that is, says Reb Zeira, Mishum da asi lagmure shikra. Because if you do such a thing, I guess even if you have good reason to then change your mind, but the child's going to then learn to lie. He's going to see that you said something which wasn't MS. You said you were going to give it to him and then you don't give it to him. So the child's gonna learn from that to tell sheker also. Shenemer, as the pasuk says, limdu l'sheinim davir sheker. That Yirmiyah gave Musar to Klal Yisrael, and he said that they were saying things which weren't emes. So a person has to be careful with what he tells a child, and whatever he tells a child, he has to make sure to follow through. It's interesting, the Achrayim point out that Reb Zeira only says that a person shouldn't tell a child something and not follow through, because then the child's gonna learn to lie. What about the fact that the adult is lying? The Torah says, Midvar Sheker Tirchak, you're not allowed to lie. So how is the adult, Stami, an adult is not allowed to do this, because he has an Isser of Sheker, he's not allowed to tell a lie. So why does the Gemara, why did Reb Zeira have to say not to tell it to the child, because then the child's gonna learn to lie? What about the adult's own Isser of Midvar Sheker Tirchak? So it could be there's a Raya from here, I believe maybe it's the Netziv that says it, on the pasuk Midvar Sheker Tirchak, that the Isser of Midvar Sheker Tirchak was set on Bezdin. That it's an Isser, it's a Chiyah for Bezdin to judge honestly. There's no Isser Be'etzem in telling a lie, that was really just an Isser that was given to Bezdin, that they have to make sure to judge honestly, so maybe that's why Reb Zeira only mentioned over here that you shouldn't not follow through, because then the child's gonna learn to lie, and not because of Midvar Sheker Tirchak. Says the Gemara Vayter, so uveplukta de Rabbi Yochanan versus Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, that within this machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, with regards to the Esrog, when it becomes mutter bahana, does it become mutter on the seventh day, like Rish Lakish said, or on the eighth day, like Rabbi Yochanan said? So says the Gemara, we have a different machlokes Amorayim that's also included, that they also have this same machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. The Idmar was stated that Hifrish Shiva Esrogin l'Shiva Yamin. Let's say a person reason, he designated 7 esregim for the 7 days of Sukkot. I guess he uses them well, and they become very brown, maybe, and he doesn't like it. So he wants to have 7 separate esregim for the 7 days of Sukkot. So he has these 7 esregim. So now, what's the status of each esreg? Let's say esreg number 1, he uses on day number 1. On day number 2 now, does the esreg number 1 become mutter? So says the Gemara, it's a machlokes. Amar Rav. Rav said that kol achas v'achas yotzei ba v'eichlo la'alter. After each time you use the esrog, that day itself, on the first day you use esrog number 1, as soon as you finish using it, so now you could eat it. Now you're allowed to get hana from that esrog. V'Rav Asi Amar, Rav Asi is chaylik, and Rav Asi says that kol achas v'achas yotzei ba v'eichlo la'machar. That no, that esrog number 1 that you use on day number 1, even after you use it, you're not allowed to eat it, but the next day you're allowed to eat it. So Rav says you could use the esrog, you're allowed to be nana from the esrog as soon as you finish using it. Whereas Rav Asi says that you're only allowed to be nana from the esrog the following day. So, but Maika Mifligi, what's the machlokes? The machlokes is like the same machlokes we had with Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. That Mar Savar le mitzvah so iskatzai. Rav holds that the esrog is only huktza for the mitzvah as soon as you finish the mitzvah after you use it on each day, so then you're allowed to then be nana from that esrog. Umar Savar, whereas Rav Asi holds that lekuli yoyima iskatzai, that the esrog is huktza for the entire day. And therefore, even after you yaitse the mitzvah, you're still not allowed to be nana from it until the following day. So that's the same machlaikas that we had, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan said that the esrog is usur, even on the seventh day, because it's huktza for the days, whereas Reish Lakish said that as soon as you use it on the seventh day, so now you're not doing any more mitzvahs with it, so then you're allowed to be nana from it. Halach l'maisa, so the general klal, anytime we have a machlekes of Yochanan Reish Lakish, is that the halacha is like Rabbi Yochanan. So it's going to come out that the esrog is aser on the entire seventh day of Sukkot. You're only allowed to be nana from it. A person can only take a bite from it after the seventh day of Sukkot, which is actually pretty naigeya. There's a famous segula that women, for an easy childbirth or to be zeicha to children in the first place, so they take a bite from the pitum after they finish using the esrog. They bite off the pitum. I believe I saw one time from Rav Chaim Palachi, he explains that the reason for the segula is that there's one day in the Gemara and Brachos that says that the Itz Hadas that Chava was nana from was an esrog tree. So kilu, they take a bite, the women, they take a bite from the pitum, which has no hana, and they say that I didn't gain anything from the chet. And they say that the chet was meaningless, it's something which I didn't get anything from, and it's like a way of tshuva, so to speak, that there was no hana that a person gets when he does navera, so they take a bite off, they bite off the pitum, saying that I wasn't nana from the chet. But al kapanim, that's the segula that many women do. So according to our Gemara, what comes out that we pass in like Rabbi Yochanan, that you're not allowed to bite from the esrog on the seventh day, so it's going to come out that even when one is finished using his esrog on the seventh day, a woman is not allowed to bite off the pitim on a Shana Rabbah on the seventh day of Sukkot. Now, even though there's no hana, like we just said, when the lady bites off the pitim, she doesn't get any hana. I saw a tshuva from Rav Yosef Afrati in Yisa Yosef Chelek Gimel Simon Kuf Ayin Dalet. He brings from Rav Eliashiv that the etzem idea that the woman is being mekayim the segula for the easy childbirth or for to be zeichet to children, so the fact that she's being mekayim it, that itself is a hana for her. So that's called being nana from the esrog, and therefore he brings from Rav Eliashiv that a woman is not allowed to bite the pitum off the esrog on the seventh day of Sukkot. She has to wait until after Simchas Torah. And he brings this as well from the Minchas Elazar, that the Minchas Elazar as well held that a lady is not allowed to bite the pitum off the esrog on the seventh day of Sukkot.